With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, May 27th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegen. Well, coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we're going to get our summer sports broadcast schedule underway, and we're heading to the Riverview Baseball Complex tonight as Akron Westfield comes to town to take on Galen Catholic in a Warrior Conference matchup. Our coverage will start around 7:15, first pitch at 7:30, all of those times very flexible, of course. Can catch it all right here on KLEM Radio. Every pitch between the Westerners and the Jays in high school baseball, right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. And of course, tonight's action will follow a busy day around the area yesterday. Let's get you caught up first by talking about the boys' state golf meets that were taking place at various golf courses across the state of Iowa, and specifically in Class 2A, where after the first round yesterday, we have some results to tell you about for MMCRU golfers and for Hinton's golfer in the field in Brady Dunkel. Again, the tournament will continue today, so these results from yesterday, not official. The leader in the clubhouse entering today was Columbus Catholic of Waterloo. The Sailors shot a 305-17 over par, a couple of strokes better than Rock Valley. Unity Christian, Grundy Center, tied for third in that field as well. The MMCRU boys golf team, they shot a 337, not too bad for an 18-hole total, 49 over par, but at the state meet, that's a pretty tough competition. The Royals enter today 11th overall. They are within striking distance of a number of teams, so playing a better round today should hopefully improve their standing and up themselves on the team leaderboard. The individual leader in the clubhouse entering today is Trey Swanson of Rock Valley. He was two strokes under par after the 18 holes yesterday. MMCRU's top golfer was Camden Bork. He was tied for 27th. He shot an 81, nine strokes over par yesterday. Mason Hill tied for 42nd after the first day, shooting an 83. Brandon Dreckman tied for 60th with an 86 after yesterday. And Caben Olson of MMCRU tied for 62nd with an 87 after 18 holes. Brady Dunkel of Hinton, he had a rough go of things, shot a 95, 23 strokes over par, and he enters the second day of the Boys State Golf Tournament in 83rd place. Details from the Class 2A state meet, along with some breakdowns of Class 1A and 3A golf meets yesterday, with 18 of the 36 holes complete entering today. You can find all that information on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, of course, yesterday was a busy softball and baseball day. If anybody had not gotten their first games in last week prior to Memorial Day, there's a good shot they played their first games at some point yesterday. So let's get you the rundown on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start in softball and the Missouri for Activities Conference, where the Lamar's Community Girls had a tough go of things in Sioux City against West High. The Bulldogs lost the first game by a score of 10-0 in four innings, but were able to get the bats going and get some offense. Unfortunately, still pulled the short stick as the Dogs lost 12-4 to West in five innings. Mia Petch had an RBI, going 1-for-2 in the contest. Maddie Washburn was 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Kinley Schmidt produced the most runs for the Bulldogs in that contest, 2-for-3 with a double and two RBIs in the game 2 loss to West. Not too many competitive ball games in MRAC softball yesterday. Sioux City East pulled off a pair of four-inning victories over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 12-2 and 15-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton swept Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln yesterday as well, 10-1 in six innings and 15-1 in four innings. Over to the War Eagle Conference in softball, the Hinton softball team opened their season with a bang, an 11-0 win on the road in five innings over Galen Catholic. Like, the Jays just could not get any offense going. Ayla Schmidt did have a couple of hits for the Jays in the losing effort. The Akron Westfield softball team opened their season in a big way as well, just as big a way as Hinton, if not even bigger. An 18-0 victory for the Westerners in Akron over Sibley Ocheden. That game ended in four innings due to the run rule. Brooklyn Hughes drove in four runs as part of a 2-for-3 night. Peyton Vanderhelm drove in three runs, going 1-for-2 with a double. Michaela McCulley was 1-for-3 at the plate with two RBIs and then tossed two innings in the circle, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out two batters. Avery Gaswin did her best Michaela McCulley impersonation, two innings of one hit, no runs softball, although she struck out six generals in her outing. Also in War Eagle Conference softball, the MMCRU softball team opened their season yesterday and did so with a narrow victory, squeaking by a good George Little Rock squad, a score of 3-2 in favor of the Royals. South O'Brien was a run rule winner over Harris Lake Park, 18-1 in four innings, and Trinity Christian dominated Hartley Melvin Sanborn in a seven-inning affair, 14-2. In the Western Valley Conference in softball, Kingsley Pearson also joined the likes of 1-0 softball teams in the area, defeating Ridgeview last night to open the season by a score of 6-2. Offensive production all up and down the order. Five Panthers at least had an RBI in the contest. Julia Howe went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Lily Harvey was 1-for-4 with an RBI. Timber Forch 2-for-4 with an RBI. And Cadence Hill was 1-for-3, a double and an RBI. Caitlin Seglem also drove in a run and tossed seven innings of six hit two run softball in the circle, striking out six batters in the win. The rest of the Western Valley Conference softball scoreboard saw OABCIG beat Woodbury Central 8-7, and Lawton Bronson beat Westwood by a similar 8-7 final score, although that game took 10 innings to determine a winner. Now on to the baseball diamond, where in the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Lamarche Community Baseball team picked up their first couple of wins, some very monumental wins for a number of different reasons. First of all, the first game, the Bulldogs won 10-0. That did go seven innings. It was 9-0 for most of the middle innings there. The Bulldogs tacked on that 10th run in the top of the seventh inning. A monumental win, of course, first of all, for the brand new head coach of the Bulldogs, Kendall Kander, as he won his first game as the head coach of Lamarche Community Baseball. And he did so with his starting pitcher and ace, Brett McInnes, throwing a no-hitter. Seven innings, no hits, no runs. He walked one batter in the second inning and struck out 16 helpless Wolverines. How about that for your first win as the head coach of the Bulldogs? Kendall Kander gets a no-hitter from his pitcher, Brett McInnes. If that wasn't good enough, McInnes did drive in a run at the plate as well. He went 2-for-3. He actually drove in that run in the first inning. That run, that one run the Bulldogs scored in the first inning would have been plenty for McInnes, but they tacked on nine more runs, thanks in large part to some help from Cooper Pick, who had two RBIs, and Jordan Copperood out of the bottom of the order went 2-for-4 with a double and two RBIs. That was just game one. Game two, the Bulldogs also picked up a victory, sweeping the Wolverines 12-3 in game two. Ben Regenitter, he allowed three runs in six innings, struck out nine batters, still a pretty good outing on the mound, if you ask me. Tough to compare it, though, to Brett McInnes' outing in game one. Drake Peters went 2-for-2 with an RBI. Jordan Copperood 2-for-5 with an RBI. And Brett McInnes continued his great day at the plate, 3-for-5 with an RBI and a triple. Bulldogs took advantage of a lot of wild pitches in game two to score some runs as well, as the Bulldogs sweep their first MRAC doubleheader series of the season. Elsewhere in MRAC baseball, top-ranked Sioux City East demolished Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 15-3 in five innings. But the upset of the night, the Yellow Jackets came back in the seventh inning and knocked off the Black Raiders 16-15 in game two. It's the first win for TJ over East in baseball since 2018. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln picked up a sweep over Sergeant Bluff Luton last night in MRAC baseball, 11-10 and 6-2. In the War Eagle Conference in baseball, we talked about the first win for Kendall Kander at Lamarche Community. It was also the first win for Galen Catholic head coach TJ Britton as the Jays defeated the Blackhawks 7-6 last night at the Riverview Complex. The Jays scored three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to walk the ball game off. Dane Lehman was a consistent bat for the Bulldogs. He went 1-for-2 with an RBI. Braden Horkey was 1-for-4 with an RBI. Also got the start on the mound, pitched three innings of one hit, no run baseball, striking out four. Mason Pitts had a hit in his only at-bat with an RBI. He also pitched an inning of one hit, no run baseball with a strikeout and got the win on the mound. And Easton Spangler went 1-for-3 with an RBI and a stolen base. Jays get their first win of the season and the first win for new head coach TJ Britton, knocking off a good Hinton squad that by some metrics is ranked in the top five in Class 2A. The MMCRU baseball team opened their season with a dominant shutout victory victory over George Little Rock, 13-0 in six innings behind a good pitching performance. Eli Schlanger, he pitched five innings, striking out 12 Mustangs. Ryan Dreckman came in to pitch the sixth, and he struck out two Mustangs on his way to shutting down the ballgame there. The Akron-Westfield baseball team got their first win of the season as well last night, 16-1 over Sibley Ocheyedan in four innings. That game was close. It was a 2-1 ballgame through three innings, and all of a sudden, man, the floodgates opened there at Sargent Field. The Westerners scored 14 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning to ultimately trigger the run rule. William Hartman, he went 3-for-3 with a double and three RBIs. He continues to be a force at the plate. He also pitched four innings, allowed two hits, a run, and struck out 10 batters. Caleb Johnson drove in a run as well, but the Westerners took advantage of nine bases on balls and four hit by pitches. Elsewhere in the Warrego Conference of Baseball, Rems and St. Mary's fell to West Sioux by a score of 12-10. Jay's Bunkers drove in a run. He went 2-for-4 with a double. Dalton Klein and Blade Nelson each had an RBI as well. How about the Hawks? Even though they take a two-run loss, they were down 9 runs going into the bottom of the seventh inning, scored 7 runs to make it close, actually had the tying run at second base as well. Then we go to the Western Valley Conference of Baseball, where Kingsley Pearson this time comes out on the right side of a 9-inning contest. The Panthers defeated Lawton Bronson in 9 innings last night by a score of 9-6. Tyler Cook drove in 2 runs in the victory. Wyatt Clayton drove in a run, pitching 4 innings of one hit, one run baseball. He struck out 7. Landon Howe, John Leakley, Jackson Newman all drive in runs, and Jack Seglum goes 5 innings, allowing 4 hits, 5 unearned runs, and he struck out 7 batters. The rest of the Western Valley Conference baseball scoreboard: MVAOCOU shut out Westwood 16-0 in 4 innings, and second-ranked Coon Rapids Bayard beat Ridgeview 14-4 in 5 innings. All of those scores, you can find those at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's go now to the sports schedule for today, where, of course, the Boys State Golf Tournament continues with day number 2 in the second round of competition in Waterloo. Of course, that's where the MMCRU boys are at and Brady Dunkel of Hinton. But also the Girls State Golf Tournament begins today, and we are following 2 state golf meets. Emerson Gravenish of Akron Westfield is competing in Boone at Cedar Point Golf Course in Class 1A, and then in Class 2A in Marshalltown at American Legion Golf Course. That's where the Hinton Girls Golf Team is competing as well. Best of luck to those ladies as the state tournaments begin for them. And again, the boys continue round 2 today. Boys soccer, it is sub-state semifinal day across the state of Iowa. And in Class 3A sub-state 1, Lamar's Community's postseason matchup sends them up to Spencer for another date with the Spencer Tigers. Of course, they upset the Tigers to get to their first ever sub-state final a couple of years ago. See if the Bulldogs have another upset in them. The other semifinal in that bracket, Storm Lake, is at Dennis and Schleswig. Now to the softball schedule in Warrego Conference action. Akron Westfield's at Galen Catholic tonight. Rems and St. Mary's is at Hinton. George Little Rock at Hartley, Melvin, Sanborn. South O'Brien's at Trinity Christian. And Sibley Ocheyedan is at West Sioux. On to the baseball score schedule today in the Warrego Conference. The games that matter anyway around the listening area. It's Akron Westfield at Galen Catholic, and you can listen to that entire game right here on KLEM Radio. Rems and St. Mary's is at Hinton tonight. Harris Lake Park is at MMCRU for a baseball matchup. Sibley Ocheyedan is at West Sioux. George Little Rock is at Hartley, Melvin, Sanborn. And South O'Brien is at Trinity Christian. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And make sure you tune in tonight. Our coverage will be, again, around 7:15 or so. Galen Catholic and Akron Westfield Baseball. That's opening our broadcast schedule this summer. Can catch it only right here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.